Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
So years ago, in a time far, far away, our guest today and I were on the same season of The Bachelor. Amanda Stanton, thank you so much for coming on Almost Famous.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's really good to catch up with you. I'm really excited for you. You are a great follow on social media. So I feel like even though you and I maybe haven't spoken, it's probably been 3 years. I keep up with your life. And so I feel like I know what's going on, but I can't wait to be here with you today to really get the details of what's happening in the world of Amanda.
Yeah, I know. Last time I came on the podcast, actually, you weren't in town. So I was just talking to Ash. So it's been a while.
Well, okay. Obviously, there's some very obvious big announcements in your life. You recently just had a baby. Yes. Can you walk us through kind of what this experience was like, where you're at now? Just kind of give us a little insight into what what exists in your world today.
Yeah, so it's funny actually because I got married in 2022, and we originally were like, let's wait until like our 1 year anniversary and then start trying. But then I started just. I'm a very like anxious person. I always like think of a million different scenarios in my head. So I was like, maybe we should just start trying a little sooner just because we don't know how long it's going to take. So it ended up happening a little bit sooner. But I had a really good, easy pregnancy, honestly. Felt very long, but other than that, it was good. And then we had Rosie last month. She's a month old now, which is crazy. I don't know how it's going by so fast.
I mean, I don't know necessarily how to ask this question, but obviously when you and I met, you had a little family unit. Like you had a little family unit. You were a great mom. Your daughters had big personalities. You guys were like best friends. You and I were talking a second ago about like Jess and I's, you know, plan for a future family. And one of my biggest concerns is I've gotten really used to at 34 years old, like just being me. Like it's me, yeah. And, you know, and now I'm getting used to being me and Jess and, mm-hmm. you know, what that looks like. It brings me like a lot of anxiety to think of what it now looks like to bring in a kid to that scenario. So I guess my question for you is when we first met, you had this family unit, you guys had gotten really good together and really used to being together. And now that unit has expanded. What has that been like?
It's actually funny that you say that because I feel like I mean, you know, like back years ago, like when I was on the show, I got a lot of like judgment for being like single mom on the show, young mom, whatever. And I feel like even this time when I was pregnant, people are like, are you, it's going to be so much easier for you this time now that you're like married and you have help and you're older. And it's so funny because, and not to scare you, it's actually, it's very easy this time. I feel like I'm a lot more patient and stuff, but when you're younger, like it is so easy because I mean, I was 21, so I didn't have that. Like, I'm so used to living like my whole adult life, only having to worry about myself. Like mm-hmm. I had kids like from so early on. So it was all I knew and it was really easy. But now with the girls, I mean, I was nervous mostly about like starting over because of the age gap. So Charlie just turned 10 and Kins will be 12 in April. And it doesn't really feel like I'm starting over. It actually feels easier because before I did two under two and now I just have like one baby, which feels like super easy to me. But that was my biggest fear and it hasn't happened yet. It's pretty easy so far.
We were ecstatic here with the birth of Rosie. I mean, it's such a cool thing to witness and it's really cool for me to witness and talk about with Ashley, just seeing everybody's lives move in a direction that it was supposed to, you know, that like, right. You know, see all this come full cycle. And so, you know, speaking of full cycle, obviously now there is a 10-year age gap and you have a 10 and 12 year old. What have they been like with Rosie? Like, has it been, how are they making it easier on you?
Yeah, they're obsessed with her. I feel like they think she's like their little baby doll. They always want to take care of her. They want to hold her all the time, feed her, change her diapers. And it's so funny because when I was pregnant too, people were like, oh, they're going to be like such a big help. And I wasn't really sure if they would be a help or if they'd be kind of like uninterested in a baby because they're at the age where they have friends and sports and stuff, but they're obsessed. They've actually been such a big help, which has been nice.
I feel like it has to be one of the coolest things as a parent to see that, like to know that you cared for the two of them, that you're still caring for the two of them. But now to see them, you know, kind of use the skills that you showed them by being a mother to care for, you know, their new sister.
Right. No, it's so sweet. I cry at least twice a day. Just like watching them. It's the sweetest thing.
Well, let's talk about Michael for a second. Obviously, you guys did get married in 2022.
Yes.
You know, social media tells a piece of the story. It looked like a beautiful dating relationship into a wonderful wedding and a terrific marriage. What has it been like, you know, for you to have, you know, now Michael with like the three of you, you know, I guess the four of you now, like how has it been helpful? Has it been weird at times? How is he as a dad?
He's so good. Well, I kind of, you know, I got to see him kind of as a dad beforehand with Kins and Char, but it's different at the ages they're at than like with the baby. But he's so good. He's so helpful. He's like very on top of everything. He's watching her in the office right now. But he's such a good dad and he's so great with the kids, the older kids. So yeah, he's been good.
It's really special, for me to see you meet a guy like him. I mean, I don't know him. I haven't met him, but he seems like a terrific, you know, guy, who loves obviously you and, the family so much. Has that changed, I guess, experiencing that love? Like, has that changed you at all?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny too, cause it's one of those things like how I felt when we started dating was kind of like, I looked back at all these other things that I had been like looking for before. And I was like, oh, like this is how it's supposed to be. But even like with the kids, one thing that I thought was like really different was I feel like back in my single mom days when I was dating, I'd always look for someone who was like really like, you know, fun with the kids and like, I don't know, just good with the kids, like in a different way. Whereas like Michael came along and like, he's a little more like strict and he has like these rules. And I feel like it's been so good. I'm like, I was never even looking for that, which is like something that's so important now. So he's definitely changed, you know, kind of how I view things.
How does that work? Like, how do you, we just spoke with Braden Christina, who recently got engaged, at the Golden Wedding. Christina, mm-hmm. you know, has a daughter. Braden has now moved into the house. They were talking a little bit about like assimilating as a unit and what is like co-parenting look like.
Yeah.
Kind of how did that look for you as you did kind of bring in somebody that maybe wasn't what you thought you were looking for, who maybe did want to put down some like boundaries that you'd never, you know, thought of and had different mm-hmm. expectations?
It kind of was something that happened gradually. I feel like it's not something like you can start dating someone and they can come in and like have all these rules and start like disciplining your kids or something. It's kind of something that just like evolved naturally over time. But it's been good. I mean, I feel like when he first moved in, obviously we took things like a little bit slower. He didn't move in actually until after we were engaged. But now it's actually been so helpful. Like there's so many little things like that he's stricter about that I didn't even realize were like so chaotic in my life, like how I used to parent. So it's been nice and it's been good for the kids too.
And you guys are living where now?
We're still in Orange County.
You're in Orange County. Okay. So you got your place together. The family set up in Orange County. The connections are still there. Your networks are still, is that where he's from?
He was born and raised in New York.
Okay.
And then he moved out. He was in LA for a long time, for like 13 years. And then his family moved to LA. And then now we're in Orange County.
And so, you know, your family then lives where?
In Orange County also. So
you have everybody around.
Yeah.
Has that been awesome?
Yeah, it's the best. I always say like I would never be able to move just because I couldn't leave my parents and my sister. And it's great.
They come over and help. Like they want to be around the girls. They want to come over and hang out still.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I see my family like multiple times a week.
It's awesome.
And talk to my mom like 15 times a day. Like it's slightly crazy.
Hey, that's okay. We both really appreciate having adult children that are very much still in contact with parents. We find that here at the Almost Famous Podcast very healthy. It makes it a lot more fun. I think for me, that's one thing I'm worried about, right? I live in Denver. My parents live in Indiana. Her parents live in Nashville. We're so far away. So, that's always something on the back of our minds too, of getting that support from, the grandparents.
Right. I'm sure they'll come visit all the time. I mean, I went through a short period of time where I didn't live close to my parents. My parents moved to St. Louis for like 5 or 6 years when Charlie was born. So I've like had it both ways, far, and my mom used to come visit and stay with me for like weeks at a time.
Yeah. It's going to be a wild ride. As I said earlier, it's really cool to see everybody, building these families and moving into a direction that it was always meant to be. Now, we did have some listeners write in some questions, and really the biggest question for you on all of this was, is Rosie related to The Bachelor? Like, is the name Rosie, did the inspiration of it come from the show?
Not at all. And it's so funny because I didn't even think of it until we posted her name, and then people were like, oh, like it's The Bachelor. And I was like, that's so funny because I think had I thought of that, maybe it would have been something where I was like, maybe we shouldn't name her this. But I feel like, I was on it so long ago, I almost like forget. So it just wasn't even something that crossed my mind. But no, it's not.
Where did the inspiration come from then?
Be honestly, just like the name. And with Kinsley, Charlie, and now Rosie, like there's really no meaning behind any of the names. Just picked them, just liked them.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does that process work? Like, how do you pick a name? Do you just sit down with Michael and be like, hey, what do you like? What do I like?
Yeah. Like you can look online. They have like, you know, just like lists of like thousands of names, and we would just go through them and like find one that we like and be like, oh, do you like this one? And for the most part, we actually kind of had the same taste with names, but we changed Rosie's name probably 3 times when I was pregnant. Like, we were fully calling her a different name and then changed it. We got like 3 different name signs for her room. We could not make up our minds, but we finally did.
When she was, just to jump in here. Hi guys, it's Ashley.
Hello.
When she came out and you were holding her, were you like, yeah, she's a Rosie?
Yeah. I mean, now looking at her, like the other names that we had picked, I'm like, she is such a Rosie. Like none of these other names would have even worked.
So cute. Well, yeah. I hate to jump into the conversation late, but I'm assuming that you didn't ask this question, Ben, because it's kind of like a female-to-female question. You mentioned on your Instagram story soon after she was born, you said that you'll tell her full birth story eventually, but like this one, you said there was like a little traumatic. Well, can you hint to us as to why? I know that you'll probably want to share the entire thing on your own.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So they always say like the third comes really fast.
Yeah.
And I didn't know because they had like such a big age gap. I'm like, is this going to still be true? Because it's been 10 years or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, she came really fast. It was like the honestly easiest, fastest labor. And then when it came time to push, everything went super fast and easy until the end. She had, it's this It's called a shoulder dystocia.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like basically where their shoulder gets stuck, which doesn't sound dangerous, but it's really dangerous. It's like it's an emergency. So basically all like the sirens and lights started going off. She wasn't breathing at first.
This is traumatic.
Yeah, it was very traumatic. So I wasn't able to like hold her right away. They had to take her to the other side. Like I saw her, but then at the same time I'm laying there, so there's nothing I could do. So Michael was with her. Anyways, it was chaotic and it all happened so fast. But then once, you know, like they got her breathing and her oxygen went up and everything was fine. And she's been great ever since.
So you were still able to push her out, even though the shoulder was a little off.
Yes. I mean, kind of. There had to be some interventions. So, but it's crazy because my doctor was saying with like a shoulder dystocia, which I've heard of, I only know one other person who had a baby that had that baby, like didn't make it. And it's so scary that when it happened, my doctor was saying that usually it's like with bigger babies. And she was only 7 pounds. So we're not really sure. Like, I don't really know why, but she's good now and it all worked out. I'm like so thankful, but it was very traumatizing.
Were you so relieved when you started going into labor? Because I know that the week or so leading up to it, you're like, how am I still pregnant? Was she exactly at like 40 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, right there. And it's so weird too, because of everything that kind of happened, like during birth, I had Kinz and Char both at 37 weeks. Yeah. And towards the end, I was like, try not to complain. I had never been pregnant that long before, but I just felt like she was too big for me. I was like, she's huge. Like, I'm so uncomfortable. Then I'm like, maybe everyone just feels this way. And now looking back, I'm kind of like, I think she was just like too big. Like, I think that's why it kind of happened. I wish I would have had her sooner, but it's all good now.
Can you teach me something here? Obviously, I'm very uneducated in this field. And two of you can teach me a lot. I've heard, you know, Jared's reaction before, but what did Michael do during this whole process that was good, bad? I mean, I've had one of my best friends, he passed out and had to get his own separate room. He couldn't even be in there anymore. The doctor's like, get out of here. Like, what is he doing during this whole process?
It's funny because we had talked about it before, because Michael definitely could get like a little queasy, but he was so good, you know, like holding my hand, just with me through everything. But when the doctor came in, like Michael didn't want to cut the cord and he didn't want to be like, he wanted to be up where I was. He didn't want to be down looking at
everything.
Yeah, that's
what I had Jared do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's good. At least they know, like you don't want a situation where they're down there and they like pass out or something. But then with everything that ended up happening, it ended up not working out because he had to go to the other side to be with the baby. So he ended up seeing everything and he told me everything, and it was my third time obviously having a baby, and he told me things that I didn't even know, like we're going down in the room, and so he's a little traumatized.
Yeah, I know, it's so funny. I was like, bird's eye view is okay, full frontal is not okay. And then it was like after the fact, when he was over at the little table with Dawson and they're like stitching me up, he's like, they were like pretending to cover you, but like I saw that entire process. I'm like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's beautiful. I mean, it's natural. It's beautiful. It's just, I love, I mean, I do. I always ask my buddies now that they're having kids, like, what were you doing? And they all have very different reactions. I will say the most common denominator for all of them, though, is like their eyes open up. Like, that was wild. Like, I don't know. Like, none of them are like, yeah, that was a good, cool like thing to see. It was like, no, whatever was happening was like out of this world wild.
Yeah.
Amanda, you posted something on Instagram last week that really resonated with me as being like feeling like a disgusting pregnant woman, because as we all know, and I don't have to say a zillion times, but like, I just don't thrive during it. Like, I just don't feel my most, I'm not my most beautiful. That's fine. And I'm looking back at pictures of myself from like a year ago today. And I was like, Dawson, there's your hot mom. Like, what has happened to me? But this time I like know that I can, like, I will rebound. But you posted something about saying how like you got yourself ready for an Instagram reel or like a story set, and you try to feel like you're very cutest, but like at the end of the day, you still felt like discouraged with how you feel postpartum. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about this morning because I've been really hard on myself. I am 5 weeks postpartum today. And yeah. It's like, you know, like these things take time. Like you just had a baby, like, you know, you're going to go back eventually. And I've been a little hard on myself. Random fact, like I literally have not lost a pound since I've been back from the hospital.
Really?
No. And, you know, I've been a little down on myself about it. Then I was thinking, you know, like when you're pregnant, you have like all these fears, like you hope everything goes well with like labor. And I was nervous about like, you know, having postpartum depression or baby blues, all these things that I don't have, luckily. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel really lucky that like the hardest thing for me right now has just been like that I'm not losing weight fast enough. Like at least yeah. I don't have all these other things. And that's kind of like helped me like, I'll go back to normal in time. Like it is what it is. It sucks in the moment when you don't fit in your clothes and stuff, but it'll all be okay. But yeah, I've been trying to just like put makeup on when the baby naps and like little things like that definitely help kind of yeah. pull you out of a rut.
Yeah.
But I feel you. Sweet. Pregnant for me is bad. Like I do not feel good when I'm pregnant.
Yeah, it's just not a fun time. It was like last week I started to like finally not like feel, I started to feel like relatively not nauseous during the afternoon pretty consistently. And I was like, okay, go to your skincare closet and like pick out a few fresh items and like let's start like actually getting your skincare routine and caring about that again. So that felt good. Mm-hmm. And I put makeup on a couple times last week. And that it does. But then sometimes I feel like, oh, I tried today. Like I tried so hard and I still look in the mirror and I feel like defeated because it doesn't look right. Yeah, it doesn't look the same. It doesn't look like what I know I'm supposed to look like when I try.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get that too. Even now postpartum, like I was like, you know, I'm going to like go buy a couple pairs of jeans in like a bigger size just in the meantime. So I don't want to just be living in sweats all the time. And then I put the jeans on and I was like, they fit, but like, I don't look good in them. So what's the point? Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of the same mentality, but I feel you. It's hard.
But of course you do look good.
Yeah. Like what is the consensus for, because this is obviously a topic that I'm hearing about all the time. You know, on social media, people, you know, mothers are coming out and they're like, hey, I don't feel like I used to, and I haven't, you know, gone back to what I used to look like in the mirror and all those things. What is like the consensus advice that you two are receiving that maybe a listener could receive to kind of like work through this and with it and like heal a little bit mentally, you know, emotionally and mentally?
Well, I guess I'll go first. I think it's not so much advice that I have been given so much as like I can give myself now because I've gone through it before. But I think that like just having faith that like you will feel back to normal. Like, cause the first time it's scary cause you really don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is this feeling in my body right now and my self-confidence like going to stick like this? And I guess, and maybe I'm not speaking for everyone, but for myself, I know that like within a few months after having him, I was just like, oh, what a relief. I feel like me again. And I do see these Instagram reels that I can sadly not relate to this summer, but I can't wait till the following because it says like, this is your summer where you're not pregnant and not freshly postpartum and you get to enjoy drinks and feel like yourself by the beach. And I'm like, ah, yeah, that's a great feeling.
Yeah, I know. That's it. That's how I'm hoping to feel by the summer.
you will.
Amanda, any advice that you've been given?
No, I mean, kind of just what I said earlier though, is like, I've just been trying to like change my perspective and being like, well, I'm so lucky that this is like the only thing that I'm like struggling with right now.
Yeah.
Because it's like Ashley said, something that I know is not going to last forever. And I feel lucky that like, that's what I'm stressing about. You know what I mean? Yeah. Cause there could be so many other things. So that's kind of what's helping me.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I used to, Amanda, this was recorded and documented. I thought it was really sweet as, and true. I was not lying to her, but Ashley with Dawson would show up to the podcast and be like, Ashley, you look beautiful today. And she'd be like, no, I don't. Don't say that. It's not true. And I'd be like, all right, I'll stop saying it. Like, not my deal. This is not my role.
I had explosive acne, and I would get on the podcast after throwing up multiple times pregnant with Dawson, and he would say these things.
Yeah, not my role. That's Jared's role. He gets to deal with whatever this is outside of me. But as you, like, for a partner who is going through this, like, what things has Michael done or even, you know, Jared done to really support you well during this time?
I feel like Michael was like so sweet throughout the whole pregnancy, and even now, I don't, can't really think of like anything specific.
Yeah,
I don't know. Ashley, do you have anything?
Okay, so like, I finished Breaking Bad last week, and I finished a whole five season series in 5 weeks. Okay, because, and that's actually not, it wasn't that like excessive. I was watching an hour and a half every day.
Ashley, you don't have to. You don't have to like apologize for yourself. It's fine. You watched an episode. Okay. Now tell us what happened.
Right. So I would like be in bed and watching an episode at like noon on a weekday. And Jared would be, and I'd be like, stop judging me. If he'd walk into the bedroom, because I'm like, you think I should be being productive? And he's like, I'm not judging you. I swear, relax, enjoy yourself. I want you to. And I think, Ben, my best advice to you for the future, any other guys out there, is just like, truly don't judge your girl when she's like just resting, because I saw this again funny Instagram reel the other day. It was like, oh, hey, what's up? Today I just like created a kidney. What'd you do? You know? So it's like I'm still sitting there being really, really productive.
That's fair. Okay. So
yeah, no, that's a good one. I would say the same with Michael. Like when I'm like taking a nap on the couch, like in the afternoon or something, just like not judging. That's a good one.
I feel like that's so easy. Like, is it just obvious to me that like, hey, yeah, your wife's pregnant. Like, don't tell her to get up and do
she,
something.
Like, you would never tell me to do that. It's just more of like how you feel, because you feel like you should like be doing something. I don't know. I think that a lot of people out there are like, I feel so unproductive. I just feel like a bump on a log. And it's just like, if the people around you embrace you being a bump on a log, then you can like just relax a little bit more, truly yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's yeah. fair.
But Amanda, I was going to ask about your massages that you've been getting, the lymphatic drainage massages that you say have been helping you.
Yeah, I love them. So I've been trying to go once a week because it just kind of like gets things moving, like flushes like water and like mm-hmm. swelling out of your system. And I've noticed a big difference. I've gone 3 or 4 times now. So I've been trying to do that once a week. Plus it's nice to like get out of the house and like go do something for myself. But I love it. You should find someone close by. Yeah. I did it during pregnancy too, but I think it's especially helpful like postpartum with like swelling. I didn't know, like, I just guess I forgot that like I was more swollen the week after I had her than I was at the end of my pregnancy.
The IV fluid. Everybody looks nuts. Like in the pictures, like you're like a baby announcement picture when you like do your makeup and you're like, okay, it's been 24, 48 hours. Let's put it out there. And then you put your makeup on, you think you kind of look cute. And then you see the picture and you're like, my face is twice the size because there's so much salt in my body right now.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I almost couldn't fit my feet in my shoes. Like I was huge, but I feel like it helped to just kind of like flush all of that out.
Totally.
So as we close up here with you, Amanda, you obviously have a lot going on. And again, it's okay to be like nothing more than what's happening in this house. That's great. But is there anything our listeners can like pay attention to? Anything happening in your life that you want to talk about a little bit?
No, pretty much just
that's awesome.
What's happening in the house. Yeah.
A question then.
Yeah.
How did you plan the most perfect birthday party for Charlie's 10th birthday party? It was like curated to perfection in the Taylor Swift Eras theme. It was nuts for something that you just said, you just threw it together. You're like, I haven't planned anything like 5 days before.
No, it actually turned out a lot better than I was like, than I was expecting. So what happened was I didn't plan anything for Charlie's birthday because I was due at the, like around the time of her birthday. I thought that I was going to have Rosie like a lot sooner. So then like, as every day went by, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have her on Charlie's birthday. So I think I had a lot of guilt and I was like, I have to plan a good birthday party for Charlie. Cause like we didn't do anything for her birthday. So I managed to pull it together at kind of the last minute, but it was fun. She had a good
Amazon.
Time.
Seems like a lot of those products you got were from Amazon.
Everything was from Amazon.
That's some mom magic. Mom magic.
What did we do before Amazon Prime? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a lot harder to be a mom, in today's day and age.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda, it's really great to catch up with you. Very excited. Again, congratulations on the birth of Rosie and your beautiful family. Tell Michael congratulations from all of us. Thanks for jumping on, giving us the updates, catching us up on your life. We wish you the best.
Thank you. And congrats, Ash.
Thanks. So fun talking about this stuff with you because we're so close.
I'm going to text you later.
Situation. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
That's been Amanda Stanton on the Almost Famous podcast. Amanda is one of the best known contestants to ever be on the Bachelor franchise. She is a mom of 3. Michael is her husband. Rosie is their new daughter. What a cool update that we got, and what a gift it is that Amanda came on. So we have more episodes for you, breaking down, obviously, the Bachelor season and headlines and Almost Good Advice and interviews like this one. So stay tuned to our channel. More coming your way. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.